This is the first time in my entire life those words feel true. You can't get sick of this song this year. I'm going to play it all the time during the next 24 hours. This is what you're going to hear. We're very excited. 312-981-7200. I am your host, Patty Vasquez. Andy Mazur, Adam Hogue, and Mark Carmen are done with their True Blue Playoffs Plus coverage. They'll be back tomorrow night after the game. But we want to hear how you're doing tonight, how you watch the game, what you thought the entire time, how are you, you know, just what's going through your head tonight? Are you going to be able to sleep? Are you excited or are you content? Because we're going to game seven. This is the first time we can say that to most of us in our entire lives. 312-981-7200. Give us a call. It was hard for me to pay attention sometimes because like I was so nervous. I mean, obviously we got ahead right away. And then when we, you know, we were up 3-0, then we were up 7, then we were up by 7 runs. And it was just so exciting. I want to know where you watched the game, who you watched it with. Tell me who you were thinking about tonight as we go into game 7 of the World Series. It's been very emotional. A lot of people are writing messages on the walls of Wrigley, messages to people who are no longer with us. I know that I think about my dad whenever I watch any baseball game because that was his game. That's how we bonded. That's how, sometimes it was our conversation. It was what we had, you know, when I was little. He would tell me stories about ball players he saw when I got older, and we would play baseball at Norwood Park. When I was a teenager, you know, and he didn't know how to talk to me, how we couldn't talk to each other, you know, we'd still throw the ball around and we could still connect that way. So how are you doing tonight? How do you feel? 312-981-7200. You can call our Texas Elif. We'll be answering the phone and getting us those messages across. And Esmeralda Leon is up in traffic. Hey, Esmeralda. How are you
Hello.
Doing?
Hello.
Did you watch the game?
No.
I saw your
post,
though.
I kept walking. I took a walk. I was just walking around before work.
Were you nervous?
And no. No, I just kept hearing.
A lot of pressure on you?
Only way we knew that anything was going on was when we'd hear yells.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd walk by a bar, and we would just stop to check the score and then go, oh, look. And I was like, oh, my God. Because every time I would stop, the score kept getting bigger and bigger for the Cubs. I was like, dang.
Kept climbing.
Good for them.
And climbing. It's exciting. I invited you to my joint. But I know it was a beautiful night. You should be out walking around if it's not your scene to be, you know, in front of a television with a bunch of strangers in a crowded bar. Or if, you know, even watching at home. It was a gorgeous day. One of my friends, my friend Jen at Marie's, we were at Marie's Pizza and Liquor on Lawrence Avenue, which is where I will be watching the game. I know my husband hates when I tell people where I'm going to be. He's like, maybe you just want to enjoy yourself. And I want to talk to people. I want to be out with the crowd. But we were at Marie's and my friend Jen said, you know, that's why it was so warm today, because hell has frozen over. And, you know, that's what today feels like. Game 7. Elif, are you a baseball fan?
I do like watching it,
yes.
But I'm not up to speed on everything.
They don't have to be up to speed. It's exciting.
I know who's winning, though.
That helps. I think we've made it pretty clear. It's very exciting.
Yes, it is. I am very excited. I do support them wholeheartedly, and I think I would definitely be disappointed if they didn't win.
It would be heartbreaking. Well, you know what? We're not even going to go down that path.
Yeah.
What would happen? Because this is an exciting night. This is a historic night. Every game in the World Series, every moment since we clinched, since we won the pennant, obviously, the moment we won the pennant, history changed for Chicago. The first time in 71 years that we've gone to the World Series. Everyone's posting things about how the Cubs have never lost a game in November, which is true because we have never played in November.
Yeah.
So this is a tremendous experience, and it was fun. At Marie's Pizza and Liquors on Lawrence Avenue, it's a restaurant that's been open since the 1940s. I was hanging out with Nadine, who is the owner now. It's a family business that's been passed down through the generations, and I've talked to a lot of customers, in particular two women, sisters, who one lives downtown Chicago, the other lives in St. Charles. They meet at Marie's as kind of their halfway point, but they were trying to find some place to watch the games when the World Series started, maybe during the playoffs too, I think. And they remembered Marie's as a place they used to like going when they were younger. And the reason I ended up there was I've been going to Gale Street Inn, which is another one of my neighborhood joints. And I love George at the Gale Street Inn. But I was feeling so I'm one of those people that once the mojo's gone, like I won't be back to the Iron Horse until after the World Series. And I'm sorry, George, I will be back on I'll see you on Thursday at the Gale Street Inn. But I had to switch locations because Elliot Serrano and I were pretty sure we couldn't even watch most of the game. I was so afraid of the Cubs, of the Indians winning the World Series in our ballpark, in our backyard, in our city. And I don't know if I could take it. But we were looking for something to do, and just we were going to grab something to eat and just go home and to our separate homes and do laundry and maybe, you know, listen to it in the background. And I said, you know what, let's just grab something to eat. There's this joint in my neighborhood that my dad used to like going. He took me there when I was a little girl, and I actually have not been there since he died in 2001. And I said, let's stop there. And when we walked in, I was reminded, like, I felt like I was walking into my past. You ever walk in somewhere and you know that it's someplace you used to go, but you're so struck by how nothing has changed. You feel like you're kind of like a ghost walking in your own past. It's sort of like this. It felt that way, and it felt so comfortable. And the moment we sat down, our server, Susan, who was so cool, we started talking about the neighborhood where she grew up near Beaubien and where she'd worked and her family and how long she'd been at Marie's. And Elliot and I were talking to her, and the next thing you know, the game was about to start. And we're like, "All right, let's watch a few innings." And then the game was going well. We're like, "Well, let's just wait a couple more." And we started talking to the people around us and their experiences, how they've reconnected with family members all over the country. Everyone's texting, play by play, and getting excited every time something amazing happens. And the next thing you know, we were there when the Cubs won Game 5, and we said, well, we've got to go back to Marie's, and that's where we were tonight, eating some great pizza. And I was the first one there. Esmeralda, they saved me a table. I called today to ask them to reserve a table for me, and they said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Patty." And the guy goes, "Vasquez." And I said, "Yeah." And he goes, we already have a table for you."
Aww.
Isn't that sweet? But they had a table for me for like 10 people. And I was like, oh, that's nice. I don't know. I mean, because everyone was sort of still up in the air. I think this is a very emotional week for some people. They can't decide how they want to watch the game. So I couldn't, lock anybody down. Elliot was kind of, I'm exhausted. I've never watched this much baseball in my, I don't watch every game in a season. I catch up, I go to games, but this has been consistently so emotionally engaging that it's been hard for me to sort of, catch up. Anyway, it was wonderful. I want to find out how you're watching the game. We're going to check in. Was Alderman Arena available, or did we call him?
I'm going to call him in just a second.
Okay, let's call Alderman Arena and see if he's still around. And we're going to call John Hansen. And we want to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Let us know how you enjoyed the game tonight and what your plans are for the rest of the night until Game 7 of the World Series. I can't stop laughing when I say that. The Cubs are going to Game 7. More after this on 720 WGN. Go Cubs. Sweet home. I don't want the Cubs to come back until they're World Series champions. And John Hansen, you have to stay there too. Hey, John Hansen, how are you doing?
Girl, I'm in the best Hampton Inn you've ever seen in downtown Cleveland. I will stay as long as they need me to.
How are you feeling, John Hansen?
Oh,
a co-host from WCIU's You and Me in the Morning and a host here at WGN Radio. How are you doing? Tell us.
Oh, my God. I'm incredible. So I'm here. Obviously they sent us for You and Me, and we're doing shots in the morning, but unlike a lot of the people you might see on TV, I'm not credentialed.
Ooh, what happened there?
At WCIU. So, like, I can't go to all the games for free. So I think people think that. So when we found out we were going back.
John, I love that you feel like you have to preface this entire conversation by saying, first of all, I'm not going for free. You're so
right.
Cute.
Well, no, because I think that people think, oh, you're so lucky to go. And it is. I mean, it's incredible to be out here. Don't get me wrong. But when I found out we were going again, obviously, for Game 6, which obviously is great news for the Cubs, I was like, okay, but I am going to one of these games. And I found on StubHub late last night, I just kept on scouring and scouring. And, it was surprising how cheap the tickets were. And cheap is very relative, of course, what I'm saying here. But
yeah, I had the opportunity to go for like $400, which I was like, but then I still have to go to Cleveland. I can't make it happen.
And that's the other thing is the company, WCIU, is paying for my hotel room. So I already got a lot of this covered. They're paying for my transportation. So, yeah, I cannot even believe I got a $600 ticket, which, again, I know to a lot of people that's a lot of money. But
considering,
don't get me wrong, but oh, my God, to be there tonight, it was just incredible. And what's amazing is when you look back at that game, you say 9-3 and you think, oh, we had it in the bag. But you look at that first inning, Josh Tomlin retired the first two Cubs, no problem, and had Chris Bryant 0-2
yep.
And hung a breaking ball. And the entire game changed, much like it changed on Sunday night at Wrigley with a Chris Bryant solo home run, and then a miscue in the outfield, and then they went to town. And that Addison run, or Addison Russell, you can tell I'm really tired.
Oh, that grand slam was unbelievable.
That was the loudest ball I've ever heard get off the bat. I mean, that was the first time I'm like, that. Wow, that one is gone.
Yeah, that was a hit with purpose.
So. A lot of Cubs fans here. I got to see. I mean, I think a lot of people saw the same thing I was looking at. You know, those prices in kind of that $600 to $700 range. Okay, it's way cheaper than a Wrigley thing. And, you know, it's 4.5, 5 hours of a beautiful drive through Indiana and Western Ohio. And yeah, what the heck, you know, let's go see a Cubs World Series game for relatively cheap.
Were you sitting near anyone that you knew, or were you surrounded by Indians fans? Who were you hanging out with?
It's funny because our section was very largely Cubs fans, especially in the front of the section. And so was the one next to us. And someone had mentioned to me that the Ricketts had actually bought a couple of those sections, or at least a bunch of rows for people that work for the team, to kind of honor them and to reward them and maybe their families. So our sections were predominantly Cubs fans. I went by myself, but I have no problem making friends with Cubs fans.
Please, you're in the park.
Actually, you know, I got to say, because there's been reports on social media, and you know, you're going to find tomfoolery in any group of fans, and there were some Indian fans who were not so pleasant. But
define not pleasant. What kinds of things did you hear from the Indians fans?
There's some things I can't repeat. Some guy at the urinal next to me decided to, you know, urinate on my shoe and said, and he said, "I hear this is how you like it in Chicago."
No.
But again, this is like, I don't want to paint Cleveland in a bad light because, and let's be honest, Cub fan to Cub fan, you go to Wrigley Field, you're going to see some nonsense from Cubs fans. So,
no peeing on each other, people. Can we just agree that this is not how we treat fans from other cities?
Anyways, but that's just the way the thing is designed. But
not on purpose.
Indian fans in front of me. But here's the thing, Patty and listeners, is what shocked me the most was. So I've been watching all the TV affiliates here, you know, locally. I cannot believe how confident they were vocally on TV. I was watching the Fox affiliate out here this morning, and they were trying to figure out which day the parade was going to be on. And they were talking about whether the kids should get off from school. They were having stories about that. And, you know, I get that newsrooms have to prepare, and we talk about certain things, but you never go on the air and talk about that. And they seem so confident. And one of the best joys, Patty, was coming home tonight to the hotel after we, you know, shot stuff with fans and everything, and turning on that same Fox station, and they were so sad. It was amazing.
Yeah, that's nice. That's how you want to come in. You want to come in crushing them 9-3 when they've been planning their celebration parade. I love it.
I know. But still, one more game, and you know, they have reason to be confident with Corey Kluber on the bump tomorrow for the Indians, but we got no slouch either with Kyle Hendricks. It should be a great, great matchup. And keep in mind, everyone's worried about Aroldis Chapman, whether he can come in the game after pitching 20 pitches tonight and 44 on Sunday night. It's not only the bullpen that's available tomorrow.
Oh, no, it's all the starters. Right? Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see, I would not be surprised if you see John Lester make his way into this game tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
Dear Arietta says he wants to come back in.
Up again, so.
You're going on StubHub for your next ticket? How are the prices looking for tomorrow?
Everything's four figures in just for standing room only. So if anyone wants to make a donation to the John Hanson Go to Game 7 Foundation, I know.
Hold on a second.
Your TV reporter can't go to game.
I have to give you a hearty laugh. Hold on.
No, but it's really great. There's a lot of Cubs fans here, but I don't know if I ever completed the point. The Indians fans that were in front of me were awesome, and you know, I think we can all agree. I mean, it's fitting that this series comes to a Game 7, and at least it's not the Yankees, it's not the Red Sox. You know, it's the Indians. They have suffered not as much as the Cubs, but they have suffered greatly as well. So, you know, best of luck. I hope it's a good game. We know it's going to be like a 6-hour game with these two managers. So It'll be a late night, so be ready and don't burn the city down, please. I want to come home to
I have to
Chicago
say,
intact.
There is something about the Cubs, you know, being away for this game seven, but I also think the Cubs, I think we're almost like in too much shock. I mean, I was driving down Hubbard and the bars were letting out. People seem to be like, okay, we're, you know, it's almost as though it's so such unfamiliar territory.
Yes.
That I think people are just calmly like, okay. I mean, we're going to be unhinged tomorrow, but I think it's going to be fast. Look, I know there will be individuals maybe taking advantage of a situation, but for the most part, I think that the Chicagoans have shown themselves to be fans that know how to celebrate.
It's interesting you mentioned that. It is sort of like a dream, because even I'm sitting here talking to you on WGN about the fact that the Cubs just won game six of the World Series.
Yep.
And are playing in game seven of the World Series tomorrow night. I mean, as a lifelong Cubs fan, like to the, like, all the way, it's like it just you're right, it hasn't quite sunk in. There's a little sense of wait, what?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
And I think that's one of those things that maybe won't until years later, win or lose. I don't think, and hopefully again that they keep on making it here, though it's no guarantee, but yeah, I don't think it's something that we will completely appreciate until time has passed. And I feel that anyone who's a Blackhawks fan probably feels a similar way, because it wasn't until like 2 years later that you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, we won the Stanley Cup. It takes some time to settle it in.
We'll get some rest. I know you got to get up early. And good luck for getting your ticket to game seven. This is John Hansen. How can people find you on the social medias?
Oh, well, this is perfect. You know, this was a terrible Twitter handle for a really long time. But it's John, J-O-N, the Cubs fan, and I've never been happier about it. So,
perfect. And catch him every morning on You and Me in the Morning on WCIU and here on WGN Radio. So glad that you're in Cleveland enjoying yourself. And I couldn't think of another. I mean, there's a lot of fans, but you, Carm, a lot of my good friends who are in Cleveland enjoying this entire ride. I couldn't be happier for you guys. And just
thanks for having me on, Patty.
Of course. Have a great night. Bye, John. Get some sleep. Get some sleep, will you? Good night. And Jasmine, you're up late too, aren't you?
Hello.
Hello.
I'm going to party if they win.
I think so. I think you should. Have you been a fan for a long time?
I got into it like last year when they were winning almost every single game.
Right. It was exciting.
The only thing is I'm gradually learning about baseball, so I don't really know how everything works, but I'm enjoying this.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's exciting. And I know that, you know, it's one of those things where people, when it's this sort of amped up and everyone's involved, I mean, it is kind of fun to be in part of that energy, isn't it?
Yeah. And I was telling my uncle, I want to go out to watch a game, but he's just like, it's going to get too crazy.
Well, and that's, you know what? Plan ahead for next year, and you should definitely go catch a game, Jasmine. I hope you get to party. Get some rest, will you? It's getting late.
Yeah, I've got school.
You've got school.
And if you don't mind me asking, what are you going to do if they win the World Series?
I'm going to dance. I'm going to scream. I'm going to cry. I think all those things. But I will be here celebrating with the rest of Chicago on WGN Radio.
I can't wait for tomorrow night's game.
Me too. Maybe we'll talk to you tomorrow night. Okay, Jasmine?
All right.
All right, get some sleep. And you know what? All your classmates are going to be tired too.
Go Cubbies.
Go Cubs. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And we are taking your calls and texts at 312-981-7200. Where did you watch the game tonight? And how are you going to watch? What are you thinking tonight? How did it feel watching the Cubs win game six, heading into game seven? We are getting your calls and texts. And I also want to know, I asked Salif to play Eye of the Tiger, and I want to know, what's your favorite sports anthem? What songs do you like listening to when you have to get all fired up? Because mine is Eye of the Tiger, and that's not just for sports, but also for life. I have the Eye of the Tiger, Elif. Do you have like a rev up song?
Yes.
Yes.
I do. And it's actually by... It's by Muse.
Okay.
And it's called Survival.
Bring yours up. Let's play yours.
Okay.
312-981-7200. We will play your sports anthem. What would you call that? Your motivating anthem. Your get fired up song. 312. Is that me? What did I do?
No, that was me.
Oh, okay. 312-981-7200. What's your anthem? Go ahead. What's yours, Elif? Do you have a couple? You can take your time. 312-981-7200. That's mine. And we have Todd Chuchuk messaging us from Arizona. Oh, this is yours?
Yes. Anyway, you get the gist, right?
I feel like I'm getting ready for a Broadway production.
Yeah, it kind of sounds
like
that.
This gets you motivated?
Yeah.
This gets you fired up?
It's called Survival, and it was the theme song for the 2012 Olympics. Life's a
race. It's kind of haunting. It's a little haunting for an anthem.
Yes.
312-981-7200, what's your anthem? And we also are taking your stories about how you're watching the game. Can you roll that down? I can't roll it down without rolling you down. There we go. Here we go, 630. We've been viewing the game synced via Sirius Radio to Pat Hughes' broadcast, but after two losses and having heard your discussion on the delay, I decreed we'd only listen to regular radio, which has minimal delay and is a couple seconds ahead of TV, so our good thoughts could help in real time. And it worked! You're right, 630. Well done. I love that. 708, I'm at school in Bloomington right now, and I'm driving home tomorrow to watch Game 7 with my brother and dad. It's a once-in-a-lifetime. So I'm very excited for you at the 708. Todd Chuchuk is in Arizona. By the way, Todd Elif says that his is Fall Out Boy, Light 'Em Up. That's his.
Okay.
Anthem. So we have Todd says that he is in Arizona, and the fans ratio is 10 to 1. Cubs outnumbering Cleveland fans. Everywhere they go is absolutely electric. Never seen anything like it outside of Chicago. Okay, that might be my new anthem, too. I kind of love that.
I like it, too.
312-981-7200. What's your anthem? Esmeralda, do you have an anthem?
I like to listen to maybe some Beyonce, some who runs the world.
Beyonce, who runs the world?
Yeah.
Bring that one up for you. I'm making LFR DJ tonight. 31. She's our anthem DJ. 312-981-7200. What's your anthem? I like that Fall Out Boy. That was Light 'Em Up. Esmeralda, yours
yes.
is Beyonce, who rules the world?
Girls Who Run the World.
Oh, Girls Who mm-hmm. Run the World. I've heard it both ways. Everyone was like, who runs the world? Girls. Girls run the world. Here we go. That's yours, Esmeralda?
Yeah, when you get to the chorus is the big part.
From the 312, Patty, I was born in 1944 and lived across the street from Wrigley before moving to Norwood Park. Mom walked me around the park in my buggy during the 1945 series. Mom came from Sweden, but she learned baseball and loved the Cubs. We went to a lot of games and stayed in the bleachers for a grand price of 50 cents. I so wish my mom was here to enjoy the excitement. Thank you so much for that, 312. I wish my dad was here, too. And I think about him every single game, every pitch. I'm like, Dad would have had something to say about that play. I know he would have felt similarly to the choice of putting Chapman in. A lot of fans were angry. We have from the 815, I'm turning 67 in a few days. It all seems so surreal. The Cubs could and will win the World Series later today and in my lifetime. This is what we're talking about tonight. 312-981-7200. We want to know your anthem, and we want to know how you're feeling about the Cubs going to Game 7 of the World Series. And they've won tonight 9-2. 9-2, did we win by? Nice, by 7 runs? Or did it? I can't. And I don't know. At some point, I just knew that we won, and I'm very excited. We have Brian on the line. Hey, Brian, how are you doing tonight?
Not bad, not bad.
What do you want to tell
not
us?
Bad. I was going to say, too, I was looking how the Cubs won 9-2.
9-3. I think it was 9-3. I was correct. Yes.
Okay, but you got a 9 in your call-in number, so it was
yes.
great. But my good pump up the jam
yes.
would be the Immigrant Song from Led Zeppelin, I think off the third album.
This one? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like your... I'm going to write all these down. I'm going to put my own playlist together from our listeners and from our entire team here for my new anthem list of getting motivated. So thank you so much for that, Brian. I appreciate it. Hey, Brian.
Did it work?
I feel. By the way, if you go to WGNradio.com, you can see me dancing in the studio to each anthem that we play. Hey, Brian, where are you calling from?
I live in LaPorte, but I used to live on the south side of Chicago.
Can we send you a gift card to Lou Malnati's?
No, that's okay.
You sure?
You can give it to somebody.
We will give it to the next caller. You have just given your pizza. You've paid it forward to the next caller. I love it, Brian. Have a great night.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have another song from area code 708, and it's Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Oh, here we go. That one too. That's a good one. I'm feeling motivated. So yeah, play your jams. Get pumped up for Game 7. This is exciting. I just can't tell you how thrilled we were. So much fun watching the game at Marie's Pizza and Liquors on Lawrence Avenue. It's over by there, over by Lawrence near Pulaski. And we will be there tomorrow night, hang out watching the game. There should be a couple tables, you know, available. You can call during the day and make a reservation and get yourselves over to Marie's and hang out with some of the crew from WGN Radio. That'll be me, Elliot Serrano, a few other surprise guests if you want to watch the game with us and, you know, just have a good time. I was running around the entire restaurant high-fiving people every time something tremendous happened. And there are a lot of great memories this week. I think that no matter what happens, this has been such a fun ride, such great players. These guys are really so much fun to watch. It really can't. It's hard for me to even find the words. I'm feeling such unfamiliar territory to be here. So we are taking your calls. I want to know how you're feeling, how you watched the game, where you're going to watch the game tonight. 312-981-7200. We have Ron on the line. Hey, Ron, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. What's your song?
Blue Oyster Cult, Bucks Boogie.
Bucks Boogie.
Yeah.
Elif is going to pull that one up for you. Where'd you watch the game tonight?
At home.
At home?
Yep.
Just kind of cool. See, some people like that. They want to be, you know, sort of, they want to be in the dark by themselves. Not in the dark, but, you know, in front of the TV, no distractions. Is that how you prefer it?
That's exactly how I prefer it.
You know,
to be an old bastard. Whatever.
Nothing wrong with that. You could say that, Elif. It's okay. It's okay.
All right.
It's all right. She's pulling up your song. Here you go. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Whereabouts do you live, Ron?
I live in up by Central and Diversity.
That seems like a pretty good area to grab yourself a Lou Malnati's. The last caller passed it along to you. So hold on the line. Ella's got a couple more calls ahead of you she's going to take, but she's going to take your information in just a moment. And we're sending you a Lou Malnati's gift card for some great pizza. Of course. And everyone can go to loumelnotties.com, find out where to get your pizza tomorrow night if you're not coming to hang out with us over by there. And so excited tonight.
Over by there.
Oh, exactly. Over by there. That's where I grew up. I grew up over by there. How about you, Ron? Thank you so much. I'm so glad that you called in tonight. We are taking your calls at 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break here and wrap up with some more of your songs. What's your anthem? 312-981-7200. More in just a moment. And Nick D's coming up. I'm going to go ahead and guess that Nick D's pretty excited too. Yay. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Still basking in the glow of the Cubs winning 9-3, Game 6 of the World Series. And you know what? I almost wonder if we'd do better on the road. That's what a couple people were saying as we were watching the game. Maybe there's something about the pressure of being home and the fans and having that. I don't know. Who knows what the elements are that have a game go one way or the other. Of course, you know, the game started. First two batters up, we were nervous. You know, when Schwarber came to the plate, you know, there's all that sort of anticipation, especially because they put him so early in his regular slot in the two-hole. And we were all excited about him at the bat. And he was, you know, out. It was two outs pretty quickly. And then, boom, home run.
I want to assume it's like when you're in school and you have a paper due and you don't write it until 7 hours before. And you're just like, oh, my God, I have to write this. So you stay up all night writing and writing and writing until the very last minute that you have to turn it in. I feel like that's what they're doing. They're like, oh, no, we're going to live. We don't win these.
Yes.
So then they just start, pressure gets them and they win.
Yeah. I mean, they are. Look, and by the way, the Cleveland Indians coming into the World Series have pretty much been a bandsaw just running right through the teams ahead of the Cubs leading into the World Series. And we have not been, you know, we've not rolled over at all.
We need that fire.
Yeah. You need that fire. That, yeah, gotta have that adrenaline, that do or die situation is what you're saying. Yeah. We have not.
Exactly.
We have not, yeah. This is unbelievable. I honestly, every once in a while, I'm leading into a thought and I can't finish it because this is such uncharted territory. I did not think I would ever see this after being sort of the butt of jokes for so long. And when you travel and say you're from Chicago, there are two things that come up. One are our politics. How many times did you vote? The other one is Cubs or White Sox. Everywhere you go, people know the rivalry. And I would say when I say Cubs, for the most part, I mean, there are so many Cubs fans all over the world. So you know that this is really sending excitement everywhere. And it's really just a thrill to be here. Carolyn, what's your song?
Queens, We Are the Champions.
We Are the Champions. Are you ready, Elif, with We Are the Champions? I'm putting Elif to work. I was trying to figure out the best way to get through all of these. So I want to make sure that we have this for you.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for calling. Go Cubs. See, I was wondering about this one too, Carolyn, because it's sort of, this is like for tomorrow night. You know, this might be bad luck. Shut it down. Shut it down, Elif. Shut it down, because we are not. And by the didn't, yeah.
I would think the other one.
What's the other
we
one?
We Will Rock You is more the pump
that's
up
a,
song.
That's a good one too. Let's see what Elif, who else should, do you have another one ready to go?
Yes, and Susan on line one would like to hear Pink, Get the Party Started.
Hey, Susan, how are you doing tonight?
PTT.
Hey, good to talk to you, PT. Here you go. Here comes your anthem. Elif is pulling these up as we go, and it is exciting. There you go. Have a great night, Peachy. It was good to hear from you. Elif, let me know when you're ready with the next one. You just fire mad us because people are calling in with their anthems. 312-981-7200. And let us know how you're feeling tonight. Where'd you watch the game? And where are you going to watch Game 7? 312-981-7200. We are going to finish up in just a few minutes. We're heading into the home stretch. Nick D is up next. And like I said, I'm going to go ahead and wager that he's a little bit... I don't know. No one's been in the situation, so it's hard to even tell what anyone's, you know, feeling tonight because it's hard to really wrap your mind around the fact that we're going to Game 7. I have these waves of I'm thrilled, and then I get a little bit of anxiety. But you know what? We're going all – this proves that we belonged here, not that there was ever any doubt.
I was told by Adam, the engineer, that I'm going to see a lot of grown men crying tomorrow.
Either way. Jeff, how are you doing tonight?
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing really well.
Fantastic. Exactly. I think we're all doing fantastic.
Isn't this exciting? Did you ever think we'd get here?
Oh, my God. I'm like many people have said, just sort of in shock and not even really sure how to process. Like every time we say, like, it's Game 7, we're like, wait, what do we just said it's Game 7 of the World Series, the Chicago Cubs. What?
Yeah.
Super exciting.
Yep. Is this your song?
That's one of them.
That's one of them.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm a musician. I work with, you know, Gary Sinise, right? Of course.
Of course.
Chicago guy. I work with him. I'm the singer in his Lieutenant Dan band.
Hey, Jeff, and, how cool is that?
Yeah, super cool. And I'm out here in L.A., and me and my girlfriend, Suzanne Wong, who you may know, she used to host House Hunters on HGTV. We went to game four here at Dodger Stadium where we won 10-2. Then we flew to Wrigley on a whim and watched as they clinched game six. And since we've been watching the games, we found a Chicago dedicated sports bar out here where it's just chock full of Cub fans, and it's been amazing. And
which bar is that? So,
so
people who are listening on the West, what's it called?
Yeah, it's called Tinhorn Flats, and it's we kind of looked it up, and it's a Chicago dedicated bar. They have two locations, and the last two games they're playing them at the Hollywood location. And it's just been great. You go in there and you just feel like you're in Wrigleyville. Everybody's, you know, chanting the Cubbies chants. Everybody's singing Go Cubs Go at the end of the game. It's just been amazing.
And what are they drinking? Old style?
That's an option. Yeah. I mean, they got everything. But yeah, Budweiser, old style, you name it, you know.
Oh, so cool.
But it's really cool. And we're all so excited. Gary's excited. It's just been such a rush, you know. I just can't even believe it. And we were actually scrambling to try to see if there's any way possible to make it to Cleveland for the game tomorrow, and we just couldn't. Suzanne has a shoot the very next morning, so we couldn't find a flight that would get us back in time. But we're just so stoked, man! It's just unbelievable. It's a dream come true.
Well, we're excited to have Jeff. It's Lieutenant Dan's band, is what we're, right? Is that the name of the band?
Lieutenant Dan Band. Yeah, Gary Sinise and Lieutenant Dan Band. You know, Gary, he of course, does a lot of Cubs games where he's in the booth. And one of our other singers has sung the anthem quite a few times there. And so, you know, we're all dedicated Cubs fans. You know, the band is mostly from Chicago. So,
sure.
It's just really exciting.
Well, we're thrilled that you're listening. And would you hold on? Because if you guys are ever up for playing late night, you know, we love having bands in studio. I know it's a long shot, but it would be wonderful to have you guys in studio.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is a total long shot, but
I can't make it happen if I don't give it a shot. But Jeff, it is great to hear from you. And I'm so glad you were listening.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's so great to turn on. You know, I thought of it late. I was like, you know what? We should just, I bet we can stream WGN, and just doing it, it's such a taste of home. Like, it's just so great to, like, WGN is home, you know?
Yeah.
And just to hear you guys and hear the traffic reports, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, just hearing the familiar traffic reports, it's fantastic. So, yeah, I'm night owl, so we're up all night anyway. And we're up, I feel like a kid before Christmas. I can't even sleep.
Oh, no.
I'm so excited,
yeah,
you know?
We're all so, just, yeah, we are bouncing off the walls here. Hold on one second. Ella's going to grab your information. And we're going to take a quick break here and maybe take one more call. But Jeff, so great to hear from you. And go Cubs! More after this on 720 WGN.